Harper One and Harper Audio present You Are Enough, Revealing the Soul to Discover Your Power, Potential, and Possibility by Panache Desai. This is the author. To my perfect reflection, my wife, Jan Desai. Thank you for your love, patience, and unwavering belief in me. This work is possible because of your generosity of spirit, loving devotion, and dedication to the uplifting of all. Introduction, an invitation. It doesn't matter how your life has unfolded up to this moment. I want you to remember this. Every single morning, you open your eyes and win the mega $1 million lottery of being alive. With each second in the day, you are given 86,400 chances to choose differently than you have in the past. You are also given 28,800 breaths to act, think, and move from love. There's only ever one choice. Either you're living from your heart and moving toward your limitless potential, or you are continuing to live in fear and limitation. When I entered this world, and the doctors gave me that first slap, I had an appointed purpose to fulfill, as we all do. But as long as I resisted my design, as long as I tried to turn myself into something that I thought would be admired or loved by others, I couldn't fulfill it. It wasn't until I reached the depths of internal despair that I got in touch with the true reality that exists in and around us in every moment. In that surrender, I found the purpose, goodness, and connection that was my destiny. Many traditions have a word for this experience, samadhi. Samadhi is the sacred remembrance of your essential self, which is one with God. It is knowing who you are fully and authentically. It is an illumination, a recognition, a union. It is what we all crave at the deepest level of being. The desire for this union is that ceaseless internal hunger that keeps us searching externally for what paradoxically can only be found internally. I've seen this search in the thousands of people who have come to me frightened, angry, sad, addicted, and abandoned. My message to those desperately seeking solutions outside of themselves is that the search begins and ends with you. I'm here to empower you to find your essential self and claim your peace. Most important, I'm here to ignite the remembrance that it already exists within you and help you become conscious of how a series of events and experiences have caused you to forget your own power, potential, light, and love. At this point in the evolution of our species, I know samadhi is possible for everyone. Humanity is in the process of remembering. A collective awakening is being birthed in the world. And everything that's happening, politically, socially, environmentally, all the chaos, is there so that individuals can remember and realize their authentic essential selves. In the wake of widespread cacophony, pretenses, and egoic structures are falling away, unveiling the true reality of love, kindness, and human connection. No longer is enlightenment reserved for monks, masters, and gurus. In fact, the more you try to replicate someone else's spiritual practice or journey, the further you find yourself from the power, beauty, and authenticity of who you truly are. Samadhi is counterintuitive to your operating system, because it's not a matter of striving, grasping, or achieving. It isn't bestowed upon you based on the books you've read, the courses you've taken, or the influence of the spiritual path you've chosen to pursue. You don't need to renounce the physical world, live in an ashram, or meditate 3 times a day. You can have a beautiful family, enjoy a glass of wine, watch your favorite TV show, relax in a cozy home, and appreciate all the other gifts of this world. To reach samadhi, all you truly need is yourself. Your experience on this planet is as unique as one of the billions of stars in the clear indigo sky. And yet, I believe you and I are on the same journey.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?